sea. We was running out of gas, we was running out of steam, you know.
That is Chasity Brown doing Colorado. She hasn't been super active in the last couple months, although she is heading out on the road with Ani DeFranco, but she's doing one of her rare live full band shows in Minneapolis on February 19th at the Ice House. Before Chasity Brown, we had Wolf Alice with Bros, and My Morning Jacket started off the set. And Jade, you're just letting me know that the guys from My Morning Jacket, besides for Jim James, are going to be busy working as the backing band for another artist?
Yeah, so those guys have been helping out with the new Ray LaMontagne album, and they were kind of talking about it for a while they were making this Jim James help produce Ray LaMontagne's latest album. And so the guys were like, hey, why don't we're already kind of buds, we've already kind of know the songs, why don't we just be your backing band on tour? So it'll be like My Morning Jacket, only no Jim James, and in place of Jim James, Ray LaMontagne.
Not a bad situation for Ray LaMontagne.
No, it should be fun.
Support for this program comes from Mitchell Hamlin School of Law, where you can study full-time, part-time, or through their new hybrid on-campus online enrollment option. Mitchell Hamlin, great in theory, even better in practice. More at mitchellhamlin.edu. We also get support from Muddy Waters Barn Eatery in Uptown, serving full lunch, dinner, and weekend brunch since 1989. Featuring handcrafted coffee, 30 American craft beers, a full spirits bar, and an in-house bakery. More at Muddy Waters Minneapolis, or excuse me, Muddy Waters MPLS.com. It's Sean and Jade on the Currents Morning Show.
Sean, you ever have one of those days where you're like, yeah, this is my life, and you feel a little like it's not a positive.
Yeah, it's like this might be as good as it gets.
Yeah. So yesterday I was going to the grocery store and went to go use my credit card, and it got declined. And I was like, oh, what that typically means is there's somebody probably in Maryland trying to use it at a Home Depot. And so I got home and I was like, oh, man, that was a bummer. But let me call my bank. And I called them and they're like, oh, yes, we do have a fraud hold on your card. And she's like, let me just run down your recent purchases. We just have to clarify what's yours and what's this fraud. And I was like, oh, God. All right, let's go. Let's hear this. And she goes, what I have here is Bite Squad for such and such amount of dollars. So I was like, yeah, that was mm-hmm. me. And she's like, and another Bite Squad here for you. And I was like, yes, that is also me. That's also something I purchased. And she's like, I actually have a third for that. And I was like, yeah, I know. I don't cook. So the shame is fully felt. And then she goes, and what I see here is a bunch of purchases in a row on Amazon of Dawson's Creek episodes. Oh. And I was like, yes, those are also my purchases. Thank you. And she was like, yeah, that's where we had the hold because it seemed like not a typical thing. She's like, anytime people buy so many episodes or so many things so quickly, we immediately put a fraud hold on it. And I was like, no, that's just me. I did that because I wanted to I wanted to. And Sean, that was my life. I was like, from the outside looking in, I'm a very sad, lonely woman.
I wish the lady from your credit card company had been like, usually we see a change of address associated with a lot of Bite Squad in Dawson's Creek, because it usually indicates a breakup in a romantic relationship. And you're like, no, things are pretty steady at home. I'm just a sad person who can't cook anything and only wants to watch an overrated show from the early 2000s.
Hey, no, man. It's great. I took that moment, wrapped that up, put that inside me, ordered myself some Bite Squad and settled in and watched some episodes for the night. It was fine.
You're just going to keep on getting those fraud alerts if you keep on acting like
that. Rough.
Here's music from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. You can catch her at Fine Line on March 30th.
Not to say, not to say, not to say. I want-